I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. As the controversy over how unaccompanied migrant children are being housed continues, the Department of Health and Human Services is asking for property owners in Atlanta to provide a new shelter. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
The request for bids from the Federal General Services Administration looks at an area southwest of Atlanta, taking in cities like Carrollton, Fayetteville, Union City, and Griffin. The request says Health and Human Services needs a space of at least 96,000 square feet to house up to 500 children under the age of 17. HHS also stipulates the shelter must include classrooms, bedrooms, child bathrooms, medical facilities, and 2 acres of outdoor space for play. Other cities targeted for new shelters are Dallas-Fort Worth, San Antonio, Houston, and Phoenix. The document says the shelters will be open by this time next year and could be open for as long as 20 years. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Cobb County's new district attorney made history at her swearing-in ceremony Monday. Joyette Holmes became the first woman and the first African-American to serve in the role. Governor Kemp appointed her last month. She was previously the Cobb Judicial Circuit's chief magistrate judge. And a new state law takes effect this week that changes regulations around hunting in Georgia. More from GPB's Stephen Fowler.
SB 72 repeals the prohibition on hunting in wildlife management areas. There are more than 100 of these areas across the state designed to support wildlife conservation. Before, a special license was required to hunt there. It also increases the number of deer hunters can kill. From a technical standpoint, the law also updates terminology in the state code. A, quote, conservation ranger is now known as a game warden in the law. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
A class action lawsuit filed in federal court alleges the Georgia Department of Driver Services is discriminating against Puerto Rican citizens trying to get a driver's license. Plaintiffs in the case say they're being treated differently than those from other states when they try to transfer their license. Jeffrey Weber with the Southern Center for Civil and Human Rights is an attorney for the plaintiffs. He says applicants faced multiple roadblocks.
There were delays and denials of their request for a driver's license. And their documents, their birth certificate, et cetera, weren't even given back to them.
The complaint filed in the Northern District of Georgia lists DDS Commissioner Spencer Moore as the defendant. His office could not be reached for comment. Runners from around the world are gearing up for the 50th annual AJC Peachtree Road Race tomorrow morning in Atlanta. The race, which has been dubbed the world's largest 10K, will include tens of thousands of runners from professional to amateur. Event officials are warning people to be mindful of the weather, which is expected to be hot and humid. A prize purse totaling $140,000 across all four divisions is on the line, with an extra $50,000 bonus for setting a new record time. And in other sports news, the Atlanta Braves' lead in the NL East is down to 4.5 games after last night's 2-0 loss to second-place Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Phillies and Atlanta Braves play again tonight at SunTrust Park. First pitch is at 7:20 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.